for our young'uns to come forward if you would like. Come on up.
I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine.
Come on up.
I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
The other day in chapel, we were talking about a story from the Bible, the story of Ruth and her friend Naomi. And there's an interesting thing that they describe in this story. I wanted to bring it up today because it's depicted in the picture that we have. Our next one. There we go. There's something interesting going on in this picture. It's harvest time. And we can see in the background, we see workers back there, and they're harvesting wheat. They have blades, and they're cutting the wheat, and then they're going to take it and shake all the grain out of it so they can make flour and bread and all that good stuff. So they're back there harvesting, but Ruth is in the front. Ruth is right up front, and she seems to be picking up some stuff that's left over. Do you see that? They're back there doing the harvest, and Ruth is picking up some leftovers. And this is an important thing for us to understand, because this is something God said that we're supposed to do. When we're harvesting, like these harvesters, we're not to take it all. When we're reaching for the biscuits in the bowl, we're not to take them all. When we're getting a helping of food at the table, we're not to take it all, are we? We're supposed to leave some for others, too. And this practice is called gleaning. You want to say that word with me? It begins with a G. Gleaning. Yeah, that's the word. And it means, hey, you harvesters, when you're out there gathering the wheat, make sure that you leave some rows, especially for the people who are poor, because they don't have any other way to feed themselves. And so rather than taking it all, they leave some so that everybody has enough. It's a good idea, isn't it? It's one of the things God tells us that we're supposed to do. It's a command from God to leave enough so that there's something for everyone. Jesus and his disciples, there are stories of them gleaning in the Bible. They're poor people, poor travelers, Jesus and his friends. And they feed themselves by coming behind the people who are harvesting and gleaning some grain. So I thought we'd sing a song about sharing today. You want to give it a try? It's a pretty cool little song. We were singing this on Thursday too. It's called "It's Always More Fun to Share with Everyone." And that's the main line. You want to try it? It's always more fun to share with everyone. Sing it with me. It's always more fun to share with everyone. Good job. If you have two, there's something you can do. Share one with a friend, then they'll have one too. It's always more fun to share with everyone. Try it with me. It's always more fun to share with everyone. Catch this now. If you have one, there's something you can learn. You can still share just by taking turns. It's always more fun to share with everyone. Let's try it together. It's always more fun to share with everyone. Awesome. You did a great job. I hope that you will be sharers for God and that you will be generous and make sure that everybody gets some, as opposed to somebody taking it all. Sound good? Yes, you can go back and sit with your friends now or your family, but stay tuned because we're going to continue to talk about this idea of peace and justice.